We have a praise report from Michelle, if you want to come up here, Michelle, about all the work that's gone into this, mainly Michelle spearheading this, but just an effort of churches in the region here to bring blessing in Haiti. So we got some pictures and announcement about that.
Yeah, so some good news. The packages made it to Haiti over the New Year's weekend, which she has. Thank you, Lord. I've shown you a little bit before. There were five area churches that got together on this project. We had 30 totes. They arrived in Haiti the last week of December on a Monday. But at that point, the roads from Port-au-Prince to Gonaïves were just so overtaken by gangs. There was no chance that we were going to be able to transport those by car. And so Jan was able to find a pilot who was willing to make three trips to fly the totes from Port-au-Prince to Gonaïves safely. He was going to charge $5,000 to do it. And in the matter of like 2 days, people just came and gave the money. Like, yes. It's the Lord. I don't know how it happened. Well, I do know it was the Lord. So the money was raised. They paid the pilot. The day came for the pilot to meet Eduardo, who is one of Jan's staff members who helps with all the tote hauling, getting the totes everywhere. So they were supposed to meet early in the morning. He never showed up, was not answering his phone. They didn't know something had happened to him. They were going to meet at like 7 in the morning, didn't show up until 1 o'clock. They started making the trips. They got down to the last trip to transport the totes back to Gonaïves, and the plane had a flat tire. So if you don't think the enemy is working constantly to stop all of this from happening, he has been. But God is greater. Amen. So they had to spend the night in Port-au-Prince, didn't have any plans for a hotel, so we were praying that God would keep them safe. This was Eduardo and Aiden, another gentleman from Christopher's Hope who helps with the tote. So they had to spend the night in Port-au-Prince, which is very dangerous right now. They were safe, and then on, I believe it was December 30th, Friday, they were able to finally get the last of the totes delivered safely. I say the last of the totes. There were only, I think, 12 that made it intact. The report we heard was that some of the boxes were just falling apart, and so they had to take all the contents out and put them into new boxes. So if you watch the videos online, you'll see these giant zipper totes, which I'm thankful that the shipping company was able to repack them safely, and I think almost everything we sent got there. Praise the Lord, all the bags, the count was there. Like, all of the Christmas bags made it. I think we were only missing just a few gifts that we had bought for the staff, but there were still enough gifts to give to all of the staff members and celebrate. So a few pictures from their celebration. I don't know, did those come through? Okay, Dina, they were, yeah. So here are some of the smiles. What day was it? Friday, that they had their big Christmas celebration. They had a big dinner of fried chicken and plantains, and they had a feast. Everybody dressed up. They had a big dinner, and they went room by room and videotaped each child opening their gift. So I wanted to show you videos, but it wasn't working quite well. So if you're friends with Jan on Facebook, or you can find her on Facebook and go and watch the videos one by one and just see the joy on their faces. But she said, it was a day of celebrating Jesus and his love. And so thank you all so much for all of the work that you put in, all the prayers, just praying along with us to get all these things here. It was a day of joy.
Yes.
So thank you so much. And I'll let you know, I think we're going to try to work on food items. So amen. I'll let you know.
Amen. Good job. For those of you who don't know this, Jan Thompson, Christopher's Hope Ministry in Haiti, 80, 90 kids down there, 50 staff. And we prayed, it was about a year ago, we were really asking for supply lines to be opened up that we could ship totes down there. Had to wrestle through several different things, and the Lord just, he opened it up. And so we've been able to send, I don't know, 10 or 12 different shipments down there. As you sow into the ministry here, just know that we are sowing in from equipped from general funds into this ministry. It's such good soil. James Weissar, working on a new website for it. It's a new season for Christopher's Hope Ministry coming around this month here. So we're excited about that.